Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
According to Masterflip, who I follow on social media, he has supplied videos of last year's NLCS.
Yeah.
When Buehler struck out Lindor. He screamed, "Get out of here, mother bleep!" Like, really cursed at him. So this is a history that exists between both Walker Buehler and Francisco Lindor, which is probably why Lindor was screaming, right. "Get the hell out of here."
And that's why he's trying to be hard right now.
Yeah.
Got it.
Being a hard ass. You know what I say? Hopefully they'll meet in the World Series. That would be quite the rematch. Before we get back to your calls, earlier today, the NFL voted on the tush push, and banning the tush push did not pass. And it's crazy. So banning the tush push came via the Green Bay Packers. They were the ones who proposed this to the league. And you need to get 24 votes from the league, 24 votes from owners,
right,
to pass this ban. And the final score on voting was 22 to 10. They were two votes short. But what's ironic about the 22 to 10 score is the Eagles beat the Packers in the playoffs by a final score of 22 to 10.
That's funny.
So it was the exact same result. And Adam Schefter revealed who voted to not ban the tush push.
Okay, who were they?
It included the Baltimore Ravens.
Okay, I can see them wanting to figure out how to use it.
The New England Patriots, the Detroit Lions, and how about this? My New York Jets.
Interesting.
See, they hate the Giants. That's all
no,
it was.
I don't think it's the Giants. What does that have to do with the Giants?
Because they're the Giants. The Eagles can use the tush push against the Giants twice a year.
No, I think it's more about them potentially finding ways to use it.
I kind of agree with you because I think the Jets are beefing up their offensive line, clearly. Yep. They're going to be a ground-and-pound team.
Yep, and they have a quarterback that you trust with the ball in his hands pushing through a line of scrimmage.
Absolutely, and wouldn't the ban have kind of prevented pushing your teammate through?
Yeah. Well, I think most people understand where this rule came from. This goes back to 2005. So prior to 2005, it was illegal in the NFL to assist a ball carrier. So if a guard starts carrying a running back across the goal line, then it's a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, and you can't do it. But in 2005, they also found that they couldn't properly legislate the play. Like, you couldn't properly officiate it in real time because sometimes it was just accidental.
Right.
Right. You just kind of, you're blocking somebody, you run into the ball
carrier. And you don't want to call a penalty on that.
And you don't want to call a penalty. And so without real clarity, they just got rid of it. They got rid of the idea that you can't push or pull a ball carrier if you're on the same team. And however many years later, the tush push came about.
The problem I have, and why I'm glad the tush push ban did not happen, is the perception of this is awful. Banning a play because no one can stop one team that executes it is not good business, and it's not something I'll ever be in favor of, no matter who that team is.
Yeah.
And so even though, yes, they would write it as, we're not banning the tush push, we're just banning this, this, and this, you're banning the tush push, and it's weak, and it's soft, And I'm glad the NFL didn't ban it, and I'm glad the team I root for was on the right side of history, quite frankly. I just think it's stupid. Like,
It depends on, you know, if other teams get really good at it and it becomes this unstoppable 1 to 2 yard play, then maybe you start talking about it.
I agree with you. If it's the entire league and we're all saying, boy, this is just bad, it's unwatchable, and it's not good, and no one has a specific advantage, it's everyone's using it, then I'd be up for it.
Yeah.
But as of right now, the only team that uses it at that kind of level is Philadelphia.
Right,
so banning something because one team does something well is crazy.
Yeah, it's just the execution of it. The Eagles do it perfectly, offensive line-wise. Quarterback, obviously, with Jalen Hurts, they have a quarterback that's capable of doing it and also not afraid to get hit. And then the receivers and the running back, like the tight ends, everybody executes it perfectly. Other teams try it. We saw it with the Buffalo Bills. I remember showing you this during the season. How many helmets do you see with the Buffalo Bills? At least 3 helmets come up. You see the top of their helmets. How many helmets do you see with the Eagles? Not one. Not any of the offensive linemen.
Right.
None of the tight ends. All of their heads are diving down, using their hips and their butts to push forward. And you just can't lose, especially when you get the push from behind.
All right. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. If you've missed any of the show, you can rewind on the Odyssey app. A lot of Knicks to start. We talked to CP the Franchise about an hour ago and how important it is for the Knicks to come out with aggressiveness, not have a lack of communication on defense like we've seen at times in the Boston series, and not lose game one to the Indiana Pacers. Let's get to some of your calls. Brandon is calling from Florida. How are you, Brandon?
Hey, you hear me?
We can. What's up, man?
What's up, man?
All right. So my question is mostly about, I love Mitchell Robinson, and I think him being back is definitely going to be, I mean back in terms of not having him last year versus the Pacers. My biggest fear, though, is I know Indiana has offensive-minded big men like Pascal and Miles Turner. What do you think is our best shot at stopping them? Because I don't think that Cat is that great as a defender. Thank you, guys.
No, that's why Mitchell Robinson, to me, is going to have to be on the floor a lot in this series, and it's why you're going to have to disrupt the passing lanes of Tyrese Haliburton.
Right.
You're going to have to. I think they are going to end up switching a lot, which we saw a ton in the Boston series. And communication is going to be so important. We've seen this defense kind of lack it at times in the middle of the Boston series. But against a team like Indiana, where everybody can shoot, including a big like Miles Turner, and they've got excellent ball movement, which we've seen throughout this postseason, and they push the tempo a lot, communication, thinking on your feet is going to be so important. And I don't think it's crazy that Karl Anthony Towns is going to spend swaths of minutes on the bench, because I don't know if he can do a lot of those
things. He can't. The defense is going to be, and the hustle on defense is going to be the most important thing. And Cat, while he has a physical presence, you don't always see him running back like Mitch does. You don't see him switching. I mean, what was that play that we talked about? Mitch Robinson guarded 4 guys.
He defended everybody,
And then stole the ball from Jaylen Brown.
Yes.
Right? Like, Cat's not doing it. He's just not capable of playing defense like that. And so one of two solutions, sit Cat or play your double bigs. And that's sometimes hard to do, especially if you're worried about scoring, keeping up scoring-wise.
Let's go to Connor in Huntington. Hey, Connor.
What's up, guys? What's up? I have an issue, and I need your guys' advice.
Yes.
So my girlfriend and I have been dating for 5 years. We plan on moving in with each other at the end of the year. And so I was like, oh, we should go on a vacation before we move in with each other. We book a cruise last night. I wake up in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, freaking out because I realized I booked it in the middle of October baseball.
Oh.
I'm going to be in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean with no cell reception for 9 days.
Oh, jeez.
With no way. What do I do?
Can I ask you a question? Very simple question, but we'll continue the conversation. Do you happen to be on, are you on social media at all? Like, you on Twitter?
I am. Yeah. Right.
Do you follow the executive producer of Evan and Tiki? He's a generational talent named Tommy Lugauer. Do you follow him by chance?
I happen to not follow Mr. Generation.
So you made a mistake, because even though Tommy's tweets are mostly really obnoxious and annoying, he does say something after like every Met win.
That's
he
right.
says, don't. What do you say, Tommy?
Don't make plans for October. At Tommy in the Mix, by the way, for those who want
to. Loogie! Thank you, Tiki. That's Instagram. On Twitter, you can follow me at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. And I say, I wouldn't make any vacation plans in October because the Mets will be playing baseball. And then I throw in, I will lead us. Right. So Connie should start following me.
Yeah, so you would have been warned that this was a huge mistake to schedule any kind of vacation in October.
I know. The only thing I was planning around was my cousin's wedding. I didn't even dawn on me at the time.
Yeah.
When is he getting married? Is he also getting married in October?
He's getting married October 5th.
Jeez, man, I'll tell you.
What's wrong?
Damage.
Can't you get out of the vacation like now because it hasn't been 24 hours? Like, can you talk to your girlfriend and say, listen, I made a bad idea. Let's do November, or let's do December, or let's do February. Let's do something different. Can you change it because it's only been like less than 24 hours?
The thing is, I made the game time decision to not pay the extra $50 to insure the trip.
Jeez.
You're screwed. Sorry.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you will have a lot of time in October. I mean, the Mets can't hit right now. It's certainly possible that they'll get knocked out real quick, or maybe they won't make the playoffs. By the way, I apologize. Tommy has not done the don't make plans in October bit in a long time.
Mm. Why?
So
what's wrong?
Even if he followed you, it wouldn't have been there.
You're not feeling it?
No, so Evan and others on social media said Positive Tommy needs to mix it up a little bit, freshen up the material. So the one I've been using is I give the Mets record, their home record, and then I say something special is brewing in Queens.
Tommy!
Which is a little bit of a shot over at the bow of the people in the Bronx, but also propping up the Mets. And then I will, you know what, the next win, though, I'm going to mix in the vacation plans because of people like Connor.
Got it.
I haven't used it in a while. By the way, I gave this advice on Friday. Dump your girlfriend. You could always get another girlfriend.
Why do that?
Because you can always get it. It's like your fiance or your wife.
Well, he's got to take the trip with her because there's no insurance on it.
Exactly. You're missing that part. So like, he's already got the trip.
They break up, they're going on a trip together.
Yeah. The problem with this is not the girlfriend. The problem is he's booked the trip. He's screwed. He's got to pay for it. I mean, look, here's the bright side. If you're not going to go to the games because they're really expensive, mm-hmm. then you can watch it on the boat anyway.
I don't know.
You can watch the games on the boat. Why not?
They'll have to have satellite reception.
I mean, what kind of world are we living in where you don't have Wi-Fi on the cruise?
Well, I haven't been on a cruise
in 25 years, but I assume nowadays.
I've never been on a cruise, so I don't know. At least not one that I feel like he's going on. So I feel like there's got to be a bar or a TV.
Of course.
There's got to be.
That's why if you...
The question is convincing whoever is running it to put it on the Mets.
Put on the ride. That could be a problem.
That could be a real problem.
If it's a football Sunday, you're screwed. Yeah, I can promise you that.
100%.
I think what we need to start doing, if you listen to this show and you like your teams, call us before you book any trip, and we will go through our Rolodex and our brain cells on if it's okay to plan that trip.
That's right.
Like
we have to do that all the time with our vacations.
Yes.
Like, hey, we're going to go away. I can't go away because it's XYZ.
Absolutely. Sports. I've been doing
this. We have to check the sports schedule before we do anything.
I've been doing
this. So we got you.
My entire life.
Right.
Like, I have looked at dates and said, I can't go away. Mm-hmm. What if the Mets are doing this? What if the Nets are doing that? What if the Jets are doing this? So
that's why Evan goes away at the end of December, because he knows the Jets aren't worth it.
Yes. He nailed it. I go away in the summer and in late December when I know the Jets are dead. But every other time of year, I keep open. But no, we're going to start a hotline now. You call us up any time of year. And you ask us, hey, planning my wedding, does this date work?
Right.
And I'm telling you, we'll put it through the little the brains,
right?
Our brains, our brain cells, and we will pop out if it's okay or not.
Yes, and then if there's an issue, just have her call and we'll sweet talk her.
Tiki will, especially.
That's right, we got you.
We have another issue we need to address with timing and sporting events, and Danny in Poughkeepsie has got it. Danny,
what up?
What's your issue? Maybe we can help.
I guess I wouldn't even say it's an issue. I guess I called it the perfect time. So let me lay out the scenario. My wedding is Sunday night. So getting married Sunday night, and I know Sunday night is game three. And I guess this one is for Tommy here. You know, Tommy, what are the different scenarios I should lay out? Because there's going to be some people that are going to DVR the game, some people that are going to want to watch on their phone, others are going to want the score update. So, you know, I guess this one here is for Tommy. Like, how are we going about this on Sunday night?
You're screwed. That's how we're going about it. No, because it's different than a vacation, because we discussed the cruise with our last caller. And the thing we didn't mention is your girlfriend cool with it? Because the game could be on, but I've been on a million cruises. You eat 24 hours a day. There's shows.
Yeah.
There's gambling. There's a lot of stuff to do. Pictures on a cruise. So you got to carve out 3 hours to watch the game. Dude, your wedding night, here's the problem. Mm. So the Grand Slam single. Remember that one, Evan?
Do
the Mets?
I remember that.
All right, just play along.
Yes.
So my cousin got married that night. This was back in the day where you couldn't watch on your phone. So he got married at a golf course, right? There was a hall there. So the majority of the party went to the little bar area because of the clubhouse for the golf. And we missed the big family picture, like in The Godfather,
because
we were watching the game, to the point where we all got yelled at. We all got read the riot act. I was a kid at the time, got pulled by the ear. I missed the Grand Slam single.
Wow.
Because the night of the wedding, it's about watching the bride, not the game. So if everybody's sitting there watching the game, your wife is going to be pissed, unless she's super cool or a sports fan.
His question specifically was, because he is getting married, out of respect for people there who may be DVRing it, should I not have the game on? And the answer is, it's your freaking wedding.
Right, if you want the game on, put the game on.
Absolutely. I don't think the guests need to bow down to you.
Right.
Because you are the king. Obviously, your wife is the real queen king.
She's got to okay that.
But you're number two in this whole process. The wife's number one, you're number two.
Yeah, what makes it bad is this game three. It's always critical.
Of course, no matter how you cut it,
it's critical.
Look, here's the truth about a best of seven series. We always play this game. This game's important. That game, they're all important.
Right. But three in particular.
Well, because you're either down 2-0, up 2-0, or it's 1-1.
Right.
I mean, think about last year. They were up 2-0. Game three was on a Friday night. Knicks had a chance to go up 3-0. They were in that game, and they came up just a bit short.
Yep.
And you probably look back at that game more than any other game of that series and say, that was the missed opportunity. That was the moment.
Right.
We were this close to going up 3-0. Who hit the big three? Nembhard?
Yeah.
It was Nembhard who hit the big three.
Uh-huh.
And then Jalen missed the big three.
We got to figure something out here with these weddings, because we've had I was even listening to a podcast the other day where a guy had a wedding, and it was for hockey, but whatever. So we got to do something, because the sports fans are getting screwed, because we're going to get into football Sundays.
Tommy, here's the issue.
Noon weddings.
The issue is no one thinks about the NHL or the NBA playoffs in terms of planning weddings. They just don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when it comes to baseball, it's easy. It's October. Like, the month of October, you think of baseball. Football, same thing. It's easy.
Right.
January.
If it's May, it's okay. You can miss a game.
That's the assumption.
In the middle of the regular season. Fine.
But you don't think of, well, what if my hockey team goes on a run? Or what if my basketball team goes on a run? And unlike the NFL and Major League Baseball, who are very organized with their schedules, like, we're going to know the MLB playoff schedule in, like, another month. We are. They're going to announce it.
Yeah.
You may not pay attention to it, but trust me, I'll do a whole Rico on it. Same thing with football. We already know it. We have an idea of when these games are. With the NBA and the NHL, you have no idea. So unless you're going to black out all of May and June, you run a risk that this big event, and May and June is a very popular time of year to do stuff, you're going to run into a postseason game.
Yeah. Just get married in summer.
I'm telling you, summer's the
middle
answer.
Middle summer. It sucks because it could be hot as hell.
Bro, summer.
But it's worth it. And have
it
at night, because nobody's going to mind if it's 80 degrees and dark outside.
No one's going to mind. It's beautiful out.
Right.
And like you said, there's also nothing sports-wise, if that's your concern, that's going to get in the way.
Mm-hmm.
What are you? You're going to miss firework night at Citi Field? You're going to miss some random Yankee game? Like, I'm as crazy as I am, and I'm crazy. I got married the night of a Met game. I didn't even DVR it. You'd be so proud of me.
Who won?
They lost. They lost to the Red Sox on a Saturday night. Swear to God, interleague play. And I went to my wedding, obviously, didn't DVR the game, didn't bring my scorebook. It was the one time in like the last 20 years, Teak, I had no idea what was happening in a Met game. I go back to the hotel, you know, consummated the marriage.
Right. And then you turn on the news?
No, I turn on my phone. My phone was gone for all day long.
Wow.
And the first message I got was from a guy I work with here at WFAN. His name is John Bogan. Mm-hmm. And I hope Bogan hears this. He was the first person I saw, and his message was, "I'm kicking your ass in fantasy, and the Mets lost. Hopefully this isn't a sign of your marriage."
That was many years ago.
That was many years ago. The marriage is great.
And so you're good.
I'm all good. But that's how removed I went from sports on my wedding night, and I was able to because it was in late August. It's a random game against the Red Sox. It's not in my scorebook, and I'm damn proud of it.
But here's one of the issues that we haven't brought up, and I know I went through this because we went to visit like 30 venues before my wife begrudgingly picked a place. Some of these halls don't have dates in like a July or August because they're booked, and your fiance may be like, no, I need to have it at this venue. I'm sure a lot of guys run into that where their fiance wanted this specific venue for whatever reason, and they only had a Sunday in June or whatever the case may be, or a Sunday in October, and that's where we run into these problems.
You got to put your foot down.
Put your foot down.
Yes.
You can't put your foot down.
I did. I said, look, my wife got everything she wanted in that wedding. The one thing I said is don't do it in September. And you know how I convinced her?
How?
I said, we can pull off the wedding. Of course it'll be fine. I love our wedding. Do you really want our anniversaries where we have to wonder who the Jets are playing or wonder if
that
I have
makes
to?
Sense. And it's something you're going to have to deal with for the rest of your life, not just a day.
And that's and she
or
realized it.
Life, or married life. Right.
And so that's why it was so easy to say, okay, we're going to do the summer because you're 1,000% right.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't even about the wedding. It's about the anniversary. And think about that, too. If you guys are planning a wedding in May or June, okay, great. You survived it. You watched the Knick game. You got past it, or you didn't watch the Knick game, and you DVR'd it. How about 5 years from now, when it's your anniversary, and the Knicks are in the finals again? Or that big Nets-Knicks Eastern Conference Finals. Giannis against Jalen. It's going to be amazing. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I don't even want that to happen. Anyhow, let's go to Joey in Westchester. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up?
What's up?
Yesterday, you guys kind of brought up, look, I know this is not going to happen, but the potential or the idea of a Juan Soto trading back to the Yankees. I thought it was
that was an
I thought it
troll.
Was interesting. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's 100% a troll, and it's funny, but I kind of thought about, like, in terms of the value, right? Like, I just thought it was an interesting question. You know, from a Yankee perspective, I'm a Yankees fan. I don't know if you can make that trade, like, as if you were trading for him like they did with the Padres, right? Like, you would have to get the difference, make Steve Cohen pay for his suite at Yankee Stadium. you would have to make up the difference in Max Fried, Goldschmidt, Bellinger, whatever. Like, I don't think there's an actual trade to be had here just because of that reason.
No, you're 1,000% right.
There's just not enough you can give back to the Mets. At least not reasonably give back to the Mets to make it worth it for the Mets.
Or make it worth it for the Yankees because of the financial commitments they made upon losing Soto. Mm. Obviously, it is not happening. We were having fun with it. We were laughing about the possibility of what if Juan Soto called up Steve Cohen and said, all right, all the rumors are true.
Right.
I hate it here.
And then that forced Steve Cohen to call up Hal Steinbrenner.
Right.
Evan played Steve. I played Hal. And you know what I did? I hung up the phone.
Yeah, I had no interest. And if we're being like real for about 30 seconds on this whole thing, the financial commitment that the Yankees have made to other players would make it very difficult because they don't want to go above the Steve Cohen tax too much. And if you took back a guy making, you know, $50 million without putting back more money, you'd be paying so much over the next couple of years. So you and Sean actually made a really good comparison. And that is, once you buy a car, the value of the car changes the moment it comes off the lot.
It depreciates the minute you drive it off the lot.
And it's not because Soto's hitting 240. It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with the first 50 games of the season. It has to do with the contract. It has to do with the money. It has to do with absorbing something that you weren't willing to give to begin with.
True. It's also not a new car anymore. So when it's not a new car, it just doesn't feel the same.
Right, but the player feels the same, doesn't he?
Yeah,
you can't change the view on the player because of 50 games. You can't.
Yeah.
You know how bad things are?
Maybe you are.
No, but I think that's crazy. I mean, you can. People can have different opinions on Juan Soto today. I have the right to say you guys are nuts. Changing your view on a guy through 50 games to start a season is nuts. But here's a sign that the Mets are in a little bit of a crisis. Something rare happened last night. Do you know what that was?
No.
Steve Cohen tweeted. And Steve Cohen is not a common tweeter. In fact, the last time he tweeted was April 23rd, almost a month ago, when he wrote, "We need to keep riding this wave. There will be mean reversion at some point, but there is something special happening at Citi Field. So much fun." That was his last tweet for a month. And then last night, as things were getting concerning, Steve Cohen tweets, "Welcome to the ups and downs of a baseball season. This, too, will pass. LGM."
Yeah, Steve.
That was like a, don't worry, I got this. And, of course, his mentions are filled with, why does Juan Soto hate us? Why is he so miserable? Why is he terrible? But Steve tried to calm the masses. Aaron Judge hit a home run. It actually was a historic home run for Aaron Judge.
Why? Because of how short it was?
It was actually the shortest home run of his career.
That's right. Before that, Ben Rice went yard as well.
That's true. And that was not a short home run.
No, he mashed that one.
It was a little different. But yeah, Aaron Judge, there will be a trivia question many years from now after his Hall of Fame career. When did he hit the shortest home run of his career?
Mm-hmm.
And it was on a random Tuesday night at Yankee Stadium against the Texas Rangers. But last night at Yankee Stadium, a couple of things. Number one, they did have a tribute video. They didn't have one for Juan Soto when he returned.
Did they really?
But last night, Kyle Higashioka, the home run stroker, did receive a tribute video. Your thoughts? Are you laughing?
Yes. He was beloved.
He was beloved.
He was appreciated.
He was appreciated.
And he wasn't complicated.
And he was not that complicated.
That's all that I could say.
No, you know what? I'm going to tell you something crazy. He's going to blow your mind. I think he deserves a tribute video. And I know that may sound nuts because, well, he had 218 and he only had 40 career home runs and he was a backup catcher. He grew up in the Yankee organization.
Yeah.
He was in the organization for a long time. The locker room ended up adoring him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think with these tribute videos, you want to tribute people that, you know, you appreciate.
Right.
And no one's saying Kyle Higashioka is a superstar. No one's suggesting that. But he was there for a very long time. So,
and he's also not complicated.
He's not complicated. Like, it wasn't going to be anything, any issue. They played the video. He got cheered. So I'm pointing it out because I think it's interesting, but I'm actually in support of him getting one. I really am. I don't think it's a problem.
I don't either.
Good. We're on the same page.
And I'm not going to make it one.
Now tell me if you find the problem with this. This mayor of ours in New York City, the same mayor that cost the Nets any chance of winning a championship, has decided to name streets in New York City after every single New York Knick.
This is temporary?
This is a temporary thing, I think, as long as the Knicks season remains. Everyone has a street. DeLon Wright has DeLon Wright Circle. That's 6th Avenue and Houston Street. That's not that far from here.
No, that's right around the corner, actually.
P.J. Tucker has the P.J. Tucker Terrace on 7th Avenue and West 17th Street.
Mm-hmm.
Karl Anthony Towns has Karl Anthony Towns Square, which is 7th Avenue and West 32nd. I'm not going to go through everybody, so let's find some others.
Where's Brunson?
You want Jalen Brunson Boulevard, 7th Avenue and West 11th Street.
What? West 11th.
What? Because it's number.
Yeah.
I think the street number is based on the numbers. It's just hippie. OG Anunoby is 6th Avenue, West 8th Street. Mikal Bridges is 7th Avenue, West 25th Street.
All right.
So it's basically the street number of their jersey, and then the avenue is either 6th or 7th Avenue because, you know, because that's close to Madison Square Garden.
It leads to Madison Square Garden if you just go north or south, depending on where you are.
So everybody's got a street. Mitchell Robinson Road is 7th Avenue and West 23rd Street. Landry Shamet Circle is 7th Avenue and West 44th Street.
Mm.
So, yeah, I can't wait to visit all these streets on my ride home tonight. Pacom Dadier Drive is 6th Avenue and West 4th Street.
Dadier even got one.
Dadier. That's closest to us, that one. The Dadier one is 6th Avenue, West 4th Street. That's not that far.
No, that's right around the corner.
That's right around the corner. All right. I'm going to take a picture in front of Dadier Drive.
That's an 8-minute walk up to there.
I'm going to go to Mikal Bridges' block.
Now, did they put the signs up?
Yes.
There are actual signs that they put up.
There are actual signs with the Knicks logo and the name of these streets I'm referring to underneath the actual street name.
Oh, underneath. So they didn't change.
They didn't change it completely?
Yeah.
Well, did they ever... So, you know River Avenue in the Bronx?
Yes.
Did they permanently change it to Rivera Avenue? Or was that like a temporary thing? Because I remember after Mariano retired, and it always made sense. Like, they should change it to Rivera.
Good question. Look that up, Tommy.
Is that permanent or was that like a temporary thing? Do you guys know?
Well, I just took the subway there the other day and it said River Avenue in the subway system, but maybe on the street it might say Rivera.
I think they should change that permanently to Rivera.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm being dead serious because River isn't honoring anybody. It's not like we're taking something away from some legend of 100 years ago, like that Jerry River. We can't take that away. You're literally calling it River Avenue for a body of water. So since it doesn't mean anything, and Mariano Rivera is a true icon in terms of what he did on the baseball field, I got no problem calling it Rivera Avenue or Rivera Drive, whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, it's Rivera. I think it's stayed.
It did stay, right?
Yeah. Because it's only like a little section of it.
See, I think it should be the whole thing.
It's not the whole thing.
It's so just it's a just around Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, so
I've been at Yankee Stadium 100 times since then, and I clearly haven't noticed it.
So city leaders and 300 Yankee fans cheered retired Bombers closer Mariano Rivera on Monday as it unveiled a new street sign that renames the a block.
It's only a block, yeah.
Of River Avenue as Rivera Avenue.
I think it should be the whole thing.
I think it definitely stayed.
Okay, so that, so but it's just a block.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would
because
go permanent.
It's an actual sign. It's like the actual, they didn't put it underneath River Avenue. They took down River Avenue and put Rivera.
But only for a block.
But only for a block.
See, here's what I'd say about this whole Knicks thing. If the Knicks win the NBA title, okay, they win the NBA championship, they win four games against the Pacers, they take care of the Oklahoma City Thunder, I do think that Jalen Brunson Boulevard should remain permanently. Mm. I would actually not be opposed to that. 7th Avenue and West 11th Street should forever have Jalen Brunson Boulevard. Because once you win a championship here, you're permanent.
Yeah.
You're iconic.
Right.
Like no matter
where you go, you can always come back and be your hero.
Right.
Especially if you're one of the heroes of the team.
And that's a hero that doesn't change. Like, remember, Tommy, you said that dumb thing after they signed Soto. They said they should build the statue right now. That was your shtick for a while. Do you remember that whole thing?
I do.
Okay. I hated that because it's like, you don't know what Juan Soto's going to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, we have no idea. He could turn out to be an all-time bust. He's obviously not off to the greatest start. I don't think he's going to be an all-time bust. But you don't build a statue before things have been accomplished. Once things are accomplished, build a statue. I'm all for it. And I think in the case of Jalen Brunson, you can have this little cute little boulevard, drive, street thing, lane thing until the Knicks run ends. But if they win a title, I keep that Brunson thing permanent. I got no problem with
that.
What
if Cat's the MVP?
No.
What if Mikal Bridges is
No, I don't think it's anyone but Jalen. Jalen changed everything.
Okay, here's the thing. Does Tom Thibodeau have a streak?
He doesn't. How about that? How disrespectful is that?
That's cold-blooded.
He doesn't have a number, but you can't give him a Sbarro? You can't give him a Pizza D? The guy gets nothing?
He got nothing. At least the list I'm looking at from the city is just all the different players on the roster. They all have streets named after them, but not Tom Thibodeau. Mm. Or Leon Rose.
Right.
How about Leon Rose? He built the whole damn thing. Got to give him a streak.
That's a major, major oversight. Now, maybe they do have something, but I have the list in front of me. Leon Rose and Tibbs should absolutely have a tunnel or something, park bench, anything.
You know what the other problem is? I just realized. Let's say the Knicks win tonight, or they win any of the games in the series. We know how Knicks fans react. Mm-hmm. They go crazy. You don't think people are going to try to rip the signs off so that they can keep it as their personal
moment?
I bet
they don't make it to the game. I'm serious.
It happened before the game.
Seriously. If it's temporary and they're just kind of like taped on there a little bit, not fully fastened, I bet it happens before the game.
God, there's a part of me that wants to drive over to Jalen Brunson Boulevard and just pull it off myself and have it be like this big mystery. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? And then I show up the next day with it. Like, yeah, here we go. Jalen Brunson Boulevard.
Is that a crime?
Yes. Yeah. Public property.
But what if it's temporary? Is it a crime?
Oh, I think it is. Yeah, that's why I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm saying it on the radio as if I would. But anyone who knows me knows I follow every law, unless they're in Canada. Then I don't follow laws. And I break laws and I leave the country. That only happened once, but it's true.
And then you can't go back.
And then, unfortunately, you can't go back. Let's go to Jonathan in Shirley, New Jersey. Hey, Jonathan.
How are you guys doing today?
All's good. What's up?
Good. What's up?
All right. So to keep relevant, how out of touch is the mayor not giving Tommy Lugauer a street? Like, what are we doing here?
Good point.
That's first off. He brought us here.
He did lead you here. And so,
I mean,
it's a fair question.
That brings me to another point. I kind of wanted to maybe give you guys a suggestion. I think a W needs to be added to the show. And it can only be used in situations like this where a man of generational talent brought up a whole year to where we've never been in 25 years.
Mm.
So, and I think that W should be added to the show and it has the power to negate one L, and that's it.
Wow, that's an interesting suggestion. We'll have to send it to the committee for review.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the voting of the tush push.
True.
That occurred today. We need to have a big meeting.
It doesn't sound the same, though.
Wear a W.
Catch an L. You got to take the L. Get a W. Like, it doesn't sound the same. Tommy, you like it?
I do, but instead of wearing a W, because they do this a lot in the NFL, and I'm sure one of Evan's kids won't mind if we borrow it, championship belt.
Oh, wear a championship belt? For what, though? Getting a sports opinion right?
Not necessarily getting a sports opinion right, but he's right. When you have a situation like this, the uncrowned champions, we didn't lose to the Pacers, we lost to attrition, that's where you should really get the belt, because that's a year-long storyline, much like Sean with that L.
And you never stop believing in them.
Correct. Sean with the Eagles, he wore an L for a month, but it almost needed something bigger because it was such a thing that he, planted the flag on.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, we'll have to consider. We'll have to have big league meetings during the summer to see if we could develop a W.
That's E1, that's a W.
Let's eat one.
Jeffrey's calling from Amityville. Hey, Jeffrey.
How you doing? I just got a comment about that whole reporter about Lindor getting hit tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be a good thing. Maybe it'll wake up the Mets. Maybe the whole team will get behind him and turn something around and wake up Soto, and they all start hitting bombs and playing the game, defensively better, and, they go on a streak.
There is a bingo game one can play when a baseball team struggles. And here's the bingo game that one plays. Change the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That's one idea.
Yes.
The Mets have done that. The other part of the bingo game is DFA someone to send a message. Mm. Mets haven't done that yet, they did do that last year, right? The third game in the bingo game is let's start a fight, because that'll spark the team.
I don't know if that has the same effect in 2025 anymore, does it?
I don't think any of those things actually have that big of an effect.
No,
but I don't think the lineup change does much either.
You can't start a fight. I mean, how significant is the lineup change? So Lindor is leading off, as always. Marte's in batting the two hole, then Soto, Alonso, Vientos. It just moved everybody back a slot.
Right.
So not really, even though Beatty's now hitting ninth as opposed to sixth he was yesterday.
Well, the big thing with Beatty is that he's even playing because Garrett Crochet is a lefty and he is mostly sat against lefties.
Right.
Look, lineup changes sometimes work. Last year, the Mets moved Lindor to the leadoff spot and it really sparked him. Mets got going. They DFA'd Jorge Lopez. And so it's easy to look at those two things and say it worked. In general, when teams are slumping, we call Sports Talk Radio, or I say into a microphone, or you say into a microphone, hey, let's try this, let's try that. And one of the things that's always brought up is this team needs a fight to bring them together.
Right.
Sometimes, last year, it's not a fight, it's just a team meeting, which actually brought them together.
You know what it is? It's emotion. It's restrained emotion.
Mm.
That's what it was last year, with the Lopez stuff. But I feel like, how do you... You can't fake that. And I don't feel like this team has, anger. Does this team feel angry that they're playing so poorly?
No.
It just feels like, we'll get out of this.
Right.
And I don't think you can fake that. I don't think you can manufacture that emotion that's needed to spark this team. nobody's going to go fight unless the Red Sox do them a favor and drill somebody.
Right. Which I don't think they're going to do, just because Francisco Lindor was saying throw Walker Buehler out of the game yesterday.
Yeah. Not even saying it. He was just giving the hand signal.
Giving the hee-ho. The heave-ho. Let's go to Vincent down in Houston, Texas. How are you, Vincent?
I'm great, guys. I just wanted to compliment you. Your show is the perfect blend of analytic rationality and passion. Incredible. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Number
you,
two, I don't love the Knicks, but I love Mitchell Robinson. That guy's a velociraptor. But what I wanted to ask you guys is, I was curious. I'm a frequent listener, but I wasn't listening to you guys when the Dante and Julius trade went for Cap. Right.
Yeah.
What was the feeling in New York? And obviously we have some idea how it's going now. But when that trade was initially made, what was the feeling in the city?
Well, let's ask Tommy. Tommy, how did you feel? Because I'm sure Dante was more the emotional one you wanted to keep. But what did you feel about the Cat-Dante-Randall trade?
So I was never the biggest fan of Karl Anthony Towns, which I've said before, as far as the basketball IQ, some of the body language, things that we've criticized him for this season. I was always a big Julius Randle supporter, and I think he got a bad rap here. I think he was injured a lot during some playoff runs, and he's been great for the T-Wolves. But I understood the trade. The Dante part is what bothered me, because I like the idea of getting all the Villanova players here, that chemistry. So the Dante part bothered me, but I understand.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Should the Cat Julius flip?
Right.
That was most people. Most people's reaction was excitement to the trade and disappointment that they dealt Dante DiVincenzo.
Right, to answer his question directly, I feel like people were not sure what to expect from Cat. Because, I mean, maybe you watched him play, but I think most of the opinion on Cat was what you heard about him, what Jimmy Butler said about him, what the MO was, that he was soft and not willing to do X, Y, or Z. And honestly, in the regular season, he didn't project that way. Like he had some moments where he looked like he wanted to be a tough guy.
Yeah.
And in this postseason, especially in game six, you saw him doing that a lot, like bully balling in the paint. And so I think it proved our initial opinion about Cap was proven wrong.
Here is what Tommy tweeted upon the trade being made, which is usually that initial gut feeling. Mm-hmm. You ready? I hate that they broke up the Nova Knicks. I hate seeing Dante go. But I trust Leon Rose, the front office, and the direction of this franchise. They've earned it. So that does sound like you didn't like the trade, but you trusted Leon Rose, is basically what I take out.
Yeah, I didn't understand it just because I thought that when you brought in Bridges, we were going to have all the Nova players. So it was, and I brought this up before, they couldn't find another guy to trade. So that part still confuses me. I don't know, maybe Minnesota really wanted Dante. I don't know what the deal is.
I think you got that part wrong, though. I don't think they brought Mikal Bridges in simply because he went to Villanova. I think they looked at him as a perfect piece, a young player on a reasonable contract.
And he's a
who
wing.
Defends at a high level, who's a wing stopping defender who can make threes. Like, I think he was just the perfect player. I think that what you didn't agree with me on, and this is why there was a split a little bit on the trade, is I thought Julius Randle was a loser who was never going to win here. And by the way, I'll never take an L on that, because even though he's having great success in Minnesota, and watch him last night, he looked great.
He didn't win here.
And exactly. And I'm happy for Julius, seriously. It's nothing personal. Like, I'm glad he's doing well. And I'll never be proven right about this, nor will I ever be proven wrong about this. I don't think he was ever going to win here. And I think the Knicks and Leon and Tibbs kind of knew that. Right. And so they weren't going to trade him for anything.
No.
So I think when they saw the opportunity to get a better player, which Karl Anthony Towns is, they were going to make that trade. And I think most Knicks fans kind of had that sentiment of, we're not winning with Julius. Cat's a better player. Sucks we had to trade Dante, but we're a better team today than we were yesterday.
I think he served an important role here, Julius Randle, because with Tom Thibodeau coming in as head coach, they needed someone to show and prove that Tom Thibodeau could make players better than they previously were. And by the way, everybody that's come here, you felt that. Josh Hart, you felt that. Even Dante, hell, I don't want to give him credit for Jalen Brunson, because I think Jalen Brunson always had it in him. But Jalen Brunson's a better player than he was before he got here.
Oh, yeah.
And so you look at Julius Randle and say he was the first of creating this template that Tibbs could work with.
Julius Randle will always, despite the ups and downs, and despite maybe most Knicks fans agreeing with me they were never going to win with him here, he was the first. He's the one that really helped change the culture of this franchise. And I think he'll always be appreciated in Knicks history because of that. I'll give you a comparison. It's not a perfect comparison, but it's something. He's Amari. When Amari came over, he was the first. He kind of broke the seal. And then a year later, they get Carmelo Anthony, and they had their little run. But Amari wasn't a big part of it, but he always should deserve credit for being the first star to say, hey, I want to play there.
Right.
And I think in Randall's case, the heels of not signing the free agents they were targeting, I think he was the beginning of that culture change.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Yes.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.